This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
You know, in the spring of the year, our thoughts turn to deliverance, to a rescue from captivity. It's because of how God brought ancient Israel out of Egypt, out of the bondage, the story of Passover, definitely the resurrection story, definitely as we celebrate this time and this season of the year. It is so full of resurrection glory and power. There's a verse in Joel chapter 3, it's verse 2. It goes like this: I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. So Joel says here that God is moved by something that is taking place with his people, Israel, and his land, Israel. You know, revelation arrives in the heart, and with it comes a supernatural elevation of the wisdom of God. It just happens. As God gives you his revelation, you also imbibe of his wisdom, so that you have greater insight into the matters about which you pray and into the matters of things on which you are seeking the Lord. It's divine wisdom that converts you from a shallow thinker into someone really capable of real greatness. Concerning God's eternal plan for Israel and the Jewish people, many people know that the Lord has set his love upon the Jew, and his protective hand is firmly on Israel and the beloved city of the Jews, and our beloved city as well, Jerusalem. His judgment is decreed for any person, any nation causing division of his land, of his people, of Israel, of Jerusalem. The Lord says that the land is his. Israel is the Lord's land. The strength of the bully opposing this plan is already broken. But make no mistake, the one opposing this plan, wherein the land and the people belong to the Lord, is a bully, is a thief. And the plan that is already broken is that every eye will see an end to the torment that has been inflicted by this bully. You know, the bully's strength is contained within words that damage. But in this deliverance season, the time has come for the bully to be dealt with on his own gallows. Remember the story of Haman, the story of Esther, and how the one who was threatening the innocent actually wound up being destroyed. You would think that nations and their people would see the Lord's hand on Israel and grasp his ancient declaration that Israel's land cannot, must not be divided. And when human hearts harden against this plan, against God's plan, to that extent, their ability to reason is just diminished. The resulting danger cannot be overstated. Stepping away from the Lord's plan is to oppose truth in anything, because God is truth. Compare this kind of oppression and this opposition to truth to when truth is actually known, when instead of opposition to truth, we determine and realize the value of stewarding truth. The Bible puts it this way: buy truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy truth, don't sell it. by wisdom and instruction, by understanding. And once you've purchased it, don't sell it. For Israel and all those who choose the Lord's side, the Lord both goes ahead of you and is also your rear guard. That's pretty good. He's ahead and he's behind. And his righteousness in you blazes a very wide supernatural path. One, this path, which God's glory guards from behind. He actually guards you from behind with his glory. I love that thought. I love to get that vision in my head when I realize the presence of God is ahead of me and his glory is my rear guard, is behind me, as it were, backing me up. You know, wisdom and reverential fear of the Lord guard your mind and deliver you from the evildoer, from the bully. Every oppressive and controlling voice grows silent and dumb in the wake of what God does through you. Stay on the Lord's side. Stay on the side of truth, because as the hymn says, his truth is marching. In fact, his truth is marching on. I like that. In this deliverance season, God not only delivers ancient Israel, he not only delivers his people through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, ultimately and eternally, but his eye is on the land of Israel. His eye is on the people, on the Jew, and he is watching over his word to perform it on their behalf. Stay on his side in this. Stay on the side of his truth in this. Purchase his truth. Don't sell it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.